beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show, and I am your host, Tom Verloc. Tonight's podcast, Psionics, the Illuminati, and World Pirate Radio Network. Yes, surveying the high seas for lands of truth and reasoning, Mr. Jaffe Ryder welcomed none other than your favorite masked man onto the World Pirate Radio Network for a conversation of global events and catching up on the world of psionics. But of course, I'm going to talk about the show and perhaps stray into a few sideband thoughts and tales about what we discussed. So, without further ado, let us begin. The opening subject matter on the other night's show was intended to be about what my experiences or perceptions have been in the good old USA since the whole coronavirus frenzy started. And mind you, I've only been in the country for about 3 years or so. Prior to this, I was in Japan for several years. Yes, how can we avoid the dreaded subject of the all-elusive, omnipresent perpetrator of mask wearers, that nefarious, invisible enemy? Yes. Nar, nar, thumb, da, bar. Well, it's for those of you who don't understand, that's a line from the book, The Invisible Man. Well, I do appreciate all of you wearing your mask in honor of the good Dr. Verloc. All right, so we sort of conversed about the invisible death stalking the unwary and the unmasked. Well, you all know what I've told you in my previous podcast about the temporary retrospect, that nostalgic recess, that little break we were all supposed to get for the moment before the whole world system reboots. So as far as I can tell, we still have all of the same old same-o players in at the control console at the top of the pyramid, which is the rightful seat of Mr. Verloc, but I digress. Perhaps with a bit of a struggle steering this ship we're all on in the direction of best interest. Now, whose interest? I cannot say. Let's save that for last in this podcast. But there is a shift in the power structure, perhaps even a paradigm shift. Moving on to some of the other subjects we talked about. And again, I'm talking about World Pirate Radio Network with Jaffe Ryder. I spoke on the topic of the CCP, China's militarized police state, Hong Kong's resistance broken by the CCP, and the prospects for free Taiwan, and the rest of Asia Pacific. Well, we didn't really get into the rest of Asia Pacific last night, but it was definitely on my mind. We talked about telecom industries being intruded upon by the CCP. Now, the good news is that China will see its very own problems piling up and pouring down. And now the bubonic plague. So don't feel bad about being cheated out of life all these years, because everyone is having a real hard go at things as it is. You and I are not the only ones. Also, we briefed over some stories of people in America being incarcerated. And then, as if this was somehow insufficient cruelty, these same people, wrongfully held, were detained and still are detained beyond the length of their imprisonment sentences, or their sentencing, as they say. And in two cases brought to our attention during the radio show with Jeffy Ryder on World Pirate Radio Network, those sentences had been served already, and yet the people that Jaffe talked about on the radio are still imprisoned. Can you believe that? So, I was asked if I could do something. Well, we'll see. I might very soon have a new project to work on, at least two, but we will wait for Jaffe Ryder and his crew to send me the required information for me to douse, divine, and delve into this. In the past, I have worked on projects to free people from wrongful bondage, and with at least two successful operations. Actually, I think I've only worked on two people, and I succeeded in both of those operations. So, I have spoken on this before, so we won't go into that now. Yes, we spoke on the topic of reincarnation as well. The space-time continuum and, karma. Yeah, I know, right? Folks, seriously, don't ask me about control variables. Such programmable components in our reality are subject to change of those values therein by whom ever so wishes to impose these views on the body social. Now, I'm not saying that Jaffe's doing that. He's not of the elite. He's not telling us that we have to believe whatever somebody hands us down the pipe. Rather far from it. But the idea that we touched on, that if, say, if I kill a fly with a fly swatter, that someday, as I'm walking downtown and passing by an old apartment building, an ancient air conditioning unit is going to miraculously unhinge itself and detach from the building and fall on my head to right all the wrongs or imbalance out the cosmic fairness is completely absurd. If that were actually true, well, hell, we wouldn't have a global enemy running amok, making our lives more interesting than we need it to be, and absolutely annoying the hell out of those of us with a little more awareness and intelligence. I'm saying New World Order is a complete nuisance that isn't going to just walk away. Think about it. Did our ancestors during the Second World War say to themselves, "Oh, don't worry. Don't worry about old Adolf Hitler. Just sit back, listen to some swing music, and pop some Jack Daniels and let good old karma take care of him." Well, of course not. That would be, as I've said, absurd. But I don't think that that's actually what we're talking about on the radio, but it is something that I did want to make clear. Karma is not one of my favorite subjects. And frankly, you know, it's because thinking back to my childhood, there were some forces, while some trying to aid me, there were many more negative forces, spiritual, demonic, people barring my path to success on many levels. It was almost like a 24/7 battle for me growing up with these paranormal interventions in my, you know, otherwise what would be ordinary and a natural life path. But for me, it was anything but ordinary. Else I'd never be doing this sort of a podcast all these years later. You know, it was anything from negative people to psychic vampires, which are real, by the way, and I've lectured on this topic before. And we're expected to be conditioned at school and all of society's other institutions to believe that if we just keep putting up with shit, that somehow we'll be better off in the long run. And so it kind of reminds me of the concept of karma. Again, free to believe as you wish, and I could be wrong. Well, now you realize that I hate the topic. and I'm merely being polite about it. I have tolerance even for the things that I do not like, but seriously now, let's dive into psionics and some more important matters that can actually help you with your life for real, instead of droning on about ancient belief and control systems. Allow for me to redirect your attention to perhaps something a little more interesting this evening and worthwhile noting here, like what we're all up against. What controls the world? The layers that we can peel back to expose the unfathomable realities which can, for those of us with a strong mind, open up new vistas of strange and perplexing, and possibly useful, mysteries. I bring your attention to the man behind the curtain. Yes, I'm being metaphorical again. I'm citing The Wizard of Oz. Lovely film. Tornado takes a house to another world. But bear with me. A good friend of mine has granted me permission to share with you a finding, a most notable discovery that will widen your eyes and open your mind just a bit, or perhaps a bit more. The following information has been secret and entrusted to me for some time, and I've kept it secret until now, with permission granted to me from my special friend and brother magician, Dr. Abreu, and by the good graces of his friend, J.C. Neves, also known as Mago Bardo. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the code, the back door, into a hidden path which you may see for yourself and enjoy. We are going to delve into the dark inner circles of society. Well, for a moment only, but I believe that this brief glimpse into the world of the hidden will please and certainly satisfy some of your curiosities. And of course, to demonstrate the difference between exoteric and esoteric knowledge and explore the world of anagrams. Those of you who have read my books and joined my Insiders Club are already familiar with my Iceman Bind Rune for enhanced concentration, and as well as a means for casting a hold person spell. Well, think of transforming this world into the totality of the grand world theater, and you will arrive at the word cinema. Yes, you've guessed it. Iceman is also the anagram for cinema, and I knew this long ago. And this plays deep into the code of psionics on a global scale that I am gradually revealing to my insiders and club members. Well, I've already disclosed publicly my spirit, Swift from childhood, who is now inside of every faucet of the global power structure, and most importantly, in all satellites surrounding the Earth, on a spiritual, magical level of reality. But now, to tonight's grand secret, I will share with you a new rabbit hole in reality, something entrusted to me, entrusted to our secret friends, but now granted to me to share with you publicly on this podcast. Again, this permission has been granted by the great and wise Dr. Abreu, through the good graces of the man who discovered this secret, and his name is J.C. Neves. I give you the following path to trek if you dare. Are you listening closely? Good. Take the word Illuminati. Consider the way in which special interest and occult circles like to mirror, rearrange, and relish turning things upside down, words, symbols, and meanings, ranging from the old religions to today's politics. Well, it does not stop there. I want you to write out the word Illuminati, and then spell this word backwards. That's right. You will arrive at the word Itanimuli, Itanimulli. Now I want for you to use this word as a key to the secrets of the internet. That's right, it is a file path. To do this, you will add the necessary .com at the end of Itanimuli, which will give you itanimuli.com. Now type this address, itanimuli.com, into your web browser and see where it takes you. Go ahead. All right, a three-letter organization. Yes, that's right. Interesting, is it not? Well, all right. So we've had a little fun here. And I, for one, am grateful to have this opportunity to share this secret file path with you tonight. Many thanks and admiration for J.C. Neves and Dr. Abrajo, my good friend and brother magician, for allowing me this honor to share their secret with you all tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, so now, what I want you to do is just relax. Allow the experience to digest in your mind and take a few deep breaths and hold your hands in your wicked supervillain or wizard's chair and revel in the fun that you've just had with this wonderful knowledge that you have gained. I want you to meditate on this for a moment and contemplate the type of world that we live in. Not what you see around you, but what you feel. Combined with what you now know, it is time for you to transform your mind and take the journey with us into the outer limits of reality. I want for you to embrace psionics as your path, and I will be as your guide to achieving the fruits of this path. My colleagues and I will help you. How will we help you? Well, ask yourself right now, what you want most of all? Is it not freedom? Yes, we want to be free from the control mechanisms of the system. We want to rock and rule, stomp and reign, supreme, at least in our own personal lives. Am I wrong? If I am, perhaps you're listening to the wrong podcast. Psionics, say it with me. I want psionics. Good. So in the near future, we'll be talking about telemechanics. And if you don't know what telemechanics is, please download my ebook, The Wondrous Wheel, VPG3, at vrilok.com/shop. And we'll be bringing psionics to a new frontier. But until then, I ask that you support my work. I could certainly use that support. If you enjoy these podcasts, please, by all means, patronize my shop or join my club. I appreciate your support for my work. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Vrilok, signing out.